Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning for our morning interview with three guests. Roger Schmidt, who's the executive director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Mary Hames, who's a former board member of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, but a continued friend and supporter of the camp. And Ted Vigil, an artist who will be coming to Sitka shortly. Thank you all three for being here this morning.
Great to be here.
Well, nice little chorus of voices. It's a cheerful morning to have everyone here together. I want to turn to Mary first and ask you a little bit about how this concert came to be. I think you're kind of the driving force behind it. So let us know how this happened.
I am, much to my husband's, you know, Mary again. So Ted Vigil is a John Denver tribute artist. And we heard about Ted from a friend that we have in the grocery business named Mike. He lives down in Auburn, Washington. And we were going to see Hall & Oates with Mike. You know, people in Sitka know I love Hall & Oates. They were playing in Auburn. And so we were just sitting outside talking to Mike, and he was talking about where he was living. And he said, you know, speaking of music, we talked about all kinds of music genres, what we enjoyed. And he goes, there's this guy, and he's based in Olympia, Washington. His name's Ted Vigil, and he is a John Denver tribute artist. And this guy, if you ever get to see him, it's uncanny. He looks just like him, and he sounds just like him. And so we had a barbecue out here at our house, and we hired him, and he came out, and we had a grill, and he just sang all night long, and it was the best ever. If you ever have a chance, you should see him. So I was talking to Roger about it one day, and I said, wouldn't it be fun if we brought him to Sitka for a fundraiser for Fine Arts Camp? And I said, just something different that I don't think anyone like that's ever been to Sitka. So Roger's like, sure, you should look into it. So I did. And of course, Ted was like, heck yeah, I'll come to Sitka, Alaska. It'd be super fun. So it was really crazy. Not long after that, Roger and I were on a flight from Southern California to Seattle. And I think we were in San Diego or Palm Springs. I'm not sure which, but we're on the plane and I was reading, and Roger goes, the flight was boarding. And Roger says, Mary, John Denver just got on the plane. And I said, because Roger's not really up on celebrities. So I said, John Denver's dead. He goes, okay, well, if John Denver's dead, his ghost just got on the plane. So I said, oh my gosh, it must be that guy. It must be Ted Vigil from that Mike told us about. And so we got off the plane and waited for him, sure enough. So I introduced myself. I don't know if you remember that, Ted, or not, because people probably come up to you all the time. But anyway, you gave me your card. And so then I started pursuing this, and I'm just really super excited about it. So that's how it happened.
And that's probably 3 years ago.
It was before COVID. Yeah.
Well, that's a great story of how you met. And I think it segues nicely into Ted, you talking a little bit about how you even got into the music you're into, because I think it's not exactly a straightforward route. Tell us a little bit about the music you play and how it came to be that you play this music.
Okay. Yeah. I started out as a rock and roll drummer. I always have loved drums. And in fact, I made my first drum set out of my parents' pots and pans. And so all through school, I loved music. I was in band. And, you know, then I got married and had kids. And so, you know, the music kind of, you know, took a backseat for a while, you know, raising kids. And I was the coach and all this kind of stuff. So after the kids grew up, I wanted to get back into music. So we went to the singing contest in Laughlin, Nevada. And I qualified singing Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, and Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. So I get down there and they say, Ted, you can join the country category. I said, great. So I did. And long story short, I end up doing John Denver songs, winning this huge singing contest. And I met a couple of people that knew John personally. And they said, you really should think about doing a tribute show. People miss John. They miss his music. And if anybody can do it, you can do it. I said, well, you know, I'm a rock and roll drummer, but you know what? I'm going to give this a shot. So I went home and I called Elvis. This is a true story. And a friend of mine did an Elvis tribute. And he said, yeah, I could have you open for me at the casino and do like three songs. I said, great. So I learned the songs and I showed up there and I just sang tracks. And people were like going crazy. They were like, wait, you can't be done. You just did three songs. And so my wife said, okay, if you're going to keep doing this, you got to learn how to play the guitar. So it wasn't long before I started doing this and I couldn't stop it. It was like a wheel that started turning that I couldn't stop. And I'm really glad it didn't.
So do your looks have anything to do with this, Ted?
Well, I think originally it started that way because people were pressuring me to sing John's music. And even though I was a rocker, you know, they said, man, you should do it. And I know that it changed my life in a really good way because music, you know, when I was singing rock and roll music, a lot of it was, it's really fun. It's upbeat. It's about singing and dancing and partying, but John's music really hits the heart and the soul. And, you know, and then I have so much fun with it. I get people on stage for Grandma's Feather Bed. It's hilarious. I get these kids up there. You know how the song goes, it's soft as a downy chick. I get the sound of the chicken and the four hound dogs. So it's just a lot of fun what I do. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
So it sounds like this is going to be a fun concert this Saturday. I want to turn to you, Roger, and ask a little bit about the details of the concert and then sort of tell us how it's a fundraiser for Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Yeah, you bet. So it's going to be at the Performing Arts Center. It'll be at 7 o'clock on Saturday. Tickets are available on our website, fineartscamp.org/shows, or just go to our website and you'll find it there. Or you can buy them at the door as well. And we're really grateful to the Hames family, Mary, for making this all happen and drive it forward. We've been working together for years on arts and kids, really, this idea of arts and kids. And so for us, a fundraiser goes right to the heart of making camp accessible to as many families as we can. And this year is the biggest year in terms of financial aid that we've ever given out. I think that, you know, it's been hard times for a lot of folks. So we're seeing an overwhelming number of requests for financial aid. And so it comes at a really good time. It's a really good cause. It's going to be a great night. I think that, you know, Mary and I talked about this again, that we just need to have more shows that, you know, we need more ways to bring our community together that's just happy. Happy and makes people feel good and reminds us that we're a community, that we're all in it together and we all rely on each other to support each other. So it's about supporting kids. It's about supporting the community. It's about remembering we're a community. And so, I'm really, really excited, Ted, to have you come. You know, art and music is about building community together. There's just no doubt in my mind about that. I'm really, really, really excited to have you here. So thank you.
Well, and as we got a little taste of, this is going to be a family-friendly concert. So this is for maybe even students that will be in Fine Arts Camp later this summer, families, parents to bring their kids if they haven't introduced them yet to John Denver music, come out on this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. This is a concert for everyone. So talk about a way of building community. That's such a lovely idea, Roger. And I think this concert will do that. So visit the website. Roger, can you give us that website address one more time for any questions?
Yeah, it's fineartscamp.org/shows.
Perfect.
Just click on the tab for shows and there's all the information about tickets there.
Great. Well, thank you, Mary, Roger, and Ted, all for being here this morning. Such a delight to talk to you each.
No, thank you.
For having us, Brooke.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be coming to Sitka.
Well, hopefully.
Right. I'll be at the airport tomorrow, Ted, looking for you.
All right. Excellent.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.